Our topic is Erev Tavshilin. This year, Rosh Hashanah falls out Thursday, Friday. And then the question arises, how do we prepare food for Shabbos? We know that on Yom Tov, we are permitted to cook and bake for Yom Tov. We're allowed to prepare food for Yom Tov. We don't turn on a new fire. We transfer a flame from place to place. And so we may cook and bake all the tasks from kneading the dough onward. From kneading the dough onward, all those tasks are permitted on Yom Tov. So we want food on Shabbos. So today we have freezers. Makes life easier. You could prepare food before Yom Tov and freeze it and defrost it for Shabbos. But nonetheless, if you want to prepare fresh food for Shabbos, so our sages said that if people were allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, people would end up getting confused and think that they can prepare food from Yom Tov for weekdays as well. So our sages said, if you want to prepare food on Friday, Yom Tov, for Shabbos, you need to do something in advance. You have to start the preparation of food before Yom Tov. That's what we call an Erev Tavshilim. You take a piece of matzah or a piece of bread or a cracker, something baked, and you take something cooked, which could be, cooked applesauce, or we generally take an egg. We take matzah and an egg. And you say, this is going to be my Erev Tavshilin. And you make a blessing and you designate it. And there's in your siddur or in your machzor, you'll see the exact wording of what we say. But we say, with this, I should be allowed to prepare on Friday what's necessary for Shabbos. I'm even going to light Shabbos candles on Friday. I'm going to transfer flame. That's why we leave a flame on through Yom Tov. We get one of those flames that last a long time, so that we could transfer flame and light Shabbos candles. And we make a blessing, and we designate the Erev Tavshilin. You guys, I don't think you'll be cooking anything on Yom Tov, so you don't make an Erev Tavshilin. But for people who run their own home, so then you do make an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov. You designate it. You say, with this, I should be allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov. You take a cooked item, generally an egg. You take a baked item, generally a matzah. But again, if you don't have those two, you could take other items. And you hold on to them until Shabbos. And then it's considered as though you started your cooking and baking before Yom Tov. And off of that, we say you may continue on Friday with your cooking and baking for Shabbos. It is preferable, if possible, to end your cooking and baking an hour and a half before Shabbos. Not to run till the last minute. That's preferable. Daniel?
What do we do from Shabbos to Yom Tov?
Well, you're not allowed to cook and bake on Shabbos, so that's not a problem.
So you have to be...
From Shabbos to Yom Tov, you can't do anything. You're stuck. You have to wait till Shabbos is out. And then on Matzah Shabbos, you'll start.
So we have to basically make enough food for...
Right. Yeah. We have it on Pesach sometimes. Pesach falls out on a Matzah Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, you start putting the food on the hot plate. Only after Shabbos. Yes.
Does that egg and bread have to factor into the meal in some way?
No. You don't have to eat them. It's a good thing to eat them. You could eat them Friday night, Shabbos day. They have to last so long as you're doing your baking and cooking. If you end up eating them, if the kid took them out of the fridge and ate them, you can't bake and cook anymore. You're stuck. Yes?
I've heard that there's someone usually that makes a roof tashilin for the whole community and city, but you shouldn't rely on him.
It's true that... the rabbi should make for everyone, but if you relied on him, then very often it won't work. Sometimes the rabbis put a clause that it's only for the guy who forgot. So if a guy, the Talmud says, the rabbi had a student who was blind, and one year he saw the student was very upset on Yom Tov. So he asked him, why are you upset? He said, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, I can't cook for Shabbos. So the rabbi said to him, that's okay, I made for everyone, so you can cook and bake based on mine. So the student was fine. The next year he sees he's sad again. He said, why are you sad? He said, I forgot the Erev Tavshilin again. So he says, yeah, this year you can't rely on mine. Now it's your fault. Meaning it's only for first-time offenders. It only works, really, if a person didn't do it intentionally, if he didn't rely on someone else's, it happened to him. Because think about it, otherwise no one will ever do an Erev Tavshilin. And anyways, who said you have someone in this city that does it for you?
No,
right,
it's
I'm saying, right, yes.
When do I put the food on for Shabbos? Because if you're not allowed to have something that cooks on Shabbat, you normally have to give you something with sauce or something by the evening and to put it before Shabbat starts.
Right.
How do you do it on Yom Tov?
You do it Friday afternoon, the same way you would do it on Shabbos. before Shabbos, same way. Okay.